It is love and the capacity for it that distinguishes one human being from another. But in the strangely simple economy of the world, people only get what they give, and to those who have not enough imagination to penetrate the mere outward of things and feel pity. What pity can be given, save that of scorn? The preface. I have known everything, but am always as ready for the new emotion. I never approve or disapprove of anything now. It is an absurd attitude to take towards life. We are not sent into the world to air our moral prejudices. The aim of life is self-development. To realize one's nature perfectly, that is what each of us is here for. I never take any notice of what ordinary people say, and I never interfere with what charming people do. If a personality fascinates me, whatever mode of expression that personality selects is absolutely delightful to me. I think I may say without vanity, though I do not wish to appear to run vanity down, that of all the men in England, I am the one requires least advertisement. I'm tired to death of being advertised. I feel no thrill when I see my name in a paper. The Chronicle does not interest me anymore. I wrote this book entirely for my own pleasure, and it gave me the very great pleasure to write it. Whether it becomes popular or not is a matter of absolute indifference to me. The pleasure that one has in creating a work of art is a purely personal pleasure. It is for the sake of this pleasure that one creates. The artist works with his eye on the object. Nothing else interests him. What people are likely to say does not even occur to him. He is fascinated by what he has in hand. He is indifferent to others. I write because it gives me the greatest possible artistic pleasure to write. If my work pleases the few, I am gratified. If it does not, it causes me no pain. As for the mob, I have no desire to be a popular novelist. It is far too easy. I am sick to death of cleverness. Everybody is clever nowadays. You can't go anywhere without meeting clever people. The thing has become an absolute public nuisance. I wish to goodness we had a few fools left. I should extremely like to meet them.